Okay. Any question? What are we talking about? Yes. That silence is talking enough. Yes. We are at the beginning of the book 6. So let's start normal. Who is volunteer to read?
Sure, I'd love to.
Go ahead.
Are we ready?
Yeah, right from the beginning.
Okay. O life of the heart, Usamuddin, desire for a sixth part has long been boiling. Through the attraction of a sage like you, a book of Husam has come into circulation into the world. O spiritual one, I bring to you as an offering the sixth part to complete the Masnavi. From these six books, give light to the six directions, in order that anyone who has not performed the circumambulation may perform it. Love has nothing to do with the five senses and the six directions.
Moment. So, what was all that about? Right at the beginning, what did he say? He declared something. First of all, he said, this desire is here for the last part. This desire comes out because of the attraction of someone like you, and I will offer it to you. But he uses one word over there, Ma'navi. This is one word that he will repeat in Book 6 a lot. And he will insist upon it. Ma'navi means meaning, the meaning of something. He will insist that when you are reading this book, think about the meaning. Look at the meaning of this. Not the form. The essence is what I mean. So look at it that way. Why? Because this attraction I'm talking about, this has nothing to do with 5 and 6 and blah, blah, blah. You remember, here we're talking about love. Period. And we talk about it and talk about it. Why? Because everybody thinks that they understand what love is, and they are just silly. Because only the lover knows what love is. Period. We could guess, we could get close, but no. This is the trick, because love has only one goal, attracting the beloved. You remember the beloved we describe? Attracting that is the solution. Yes.
Love has nothing to do with the five senses and the six directions. Its goal is only the attraction exerted by the beloved. Afterwards, maybe, permission will come. The secrets that ought to be told will be told.
After all this explanation, I hope it will come. That's the desire to explain it, to express it, to make you understand it. Yes.
With an eloquence that is nearer than these subtle, obscure illusions. The secret is partner with none but the knower of the secret. In the skeptic's ear, the secret is no secret.
Aha. So, what is the problem? said, listen, the desire is here, okay? And the attraction is in you. But the language is not that good. I'm talking about some formalities to transform some meanings in here. I hope that will happen, that you will get that meaning. Why? The trick is that the secret we know, it's not explainable for everyone. It's not for everyone. You have to have the taste for it. If not, it doesn't happen. The secret we're talking about for the normal people is not secret. They say, yeah, okay, we know it. And they know nothing, period. This is what the problem is. The problem is that this secret needs what? A prepared ear for it. Do you remember? He said, let go of the hunting, because you are supposed to be hunted. Love is a hunter itself. So let go of all of this. Then you should transform to be good, to be worthy of being hunted. These are the secrets. What shall we do? Yes.
But the command to call the people to God comes down from the Maker. What has he to do?
No. Pay attention. But calling you, inviting you to this space I'm talking about, is something coming from somewhere else. It has nothing to do with you accepted or not. Yes, that attraction that you have includes, yes, it counts. But there is something else in here. All the invitation doesn't work that way. Let me give you an example. Yes, to Noah.
Noah continued to call for 900 years. The unbelief of his folk was increasing from moment to moment. Did he ever pull back the rein of speech? Did he ever creep into the cave of silence?
Means what? You see, right at the beginning of this book, right at the beginning of the conversation, he is proving something here. What is the point? The point is that in this game, don't think logical, that I'm here to teach you, you're here to learn, I will teach you, you will learn. It's not like that. Remember, beyond the logic. First, the invitation has nothing to do with me and you. This is a temptation, magical stuff, which now is in me. Shams put it in me, right? That's what it is. You, I don't know who you are. Yeah, I know that some of you, namely this is something, yes, he wants very much, and he is trying really extremely to understand this. But that has nothing to do with me. This is the trick. I'm talking because the pleasure is in me, and any of you who has the ear and is ready for it will get it. I hope everybody will do. But it's not like that. The examples we made in Noah, 900 years. Look at the exaggeration in the story. Just to say what? To say that he goes on and on and on. Why? Oh, because the sky is high. There is no logical reason over there. This is what the love is. Lover will not give up. Lover will not question the wishes of beloved. Yes, you could call it command of beloved or whatever. That's what love is. The essence. Love is selflessness. Logic is selfishness. Period. This is the beginning of this conversation. Yes.
He said, does a caravan ever turn back from a journey on account of the noise and clamor of dogs? Or on a night of moonlight, is the running of the full moon in its course retarded by the dog's outcry? The moon sheds light and the dog barks. Everyone proceeds according to his nature.
Okay, remember that he is preparing for what? For that familiar that, listen, in this universe, we are talking about the mixture, good and bad, not good or bad. This is what it is. He wants to talk about that drink, yes.
Destiny has allotted to everyone a certain service, suitable to his essential nature in trial. Since the dog will not leave off his pestilent howling, I, who am the moon, how should I abandon my course? It is much as the vinegar increases acidity, therefore it is necessary to increase the sugar. Wrath is vinegar, mercy like honey, and these two are the basis of every oxymoron.
Aha. Right at the beginning. We are at the page 2, right? He started to say, okay, listen, it goes in a magical way. You should be ready. I don't know. I'm doing what I can. I wish you could understand the meaning of it. Okay? The first stuff that you should understand to remember is mixture. Your logic, your brain is dividing everything. Here we're talking about the opposite action, mixing everything, because everything is mixed. There is no this or that. Then later he will prove that there is no this moment and that moment. This moment is different from that moment. The condition is different, and so on and so on. And say, yes, this thing that you're looking at it is like war, right? And he will name it. This is the war, right? Later he will say, this war is the peace. This is how we exist. Look at the existence. Every single particle is fighting the others. Fighting? No. They are working with each other. This is like that vinegar and the honey. This is the most important stuff to understand. Put aside this logical brain of yours, which is always dividing. Good or bad? No. It's good and bad, both. Yes, one side is bigger than the other side. But it's like that. Yes.
Can I just interrupt? Sure. The word wrath, we don't use it very often in English. So is it? It's different than the one you would use for anger or something. What is it in here?
I didn't understand the word.
The word wrath. It's like, it's just like fury, anger. But it's we don't normally use it. We use it, but not commonly.
Translation for
that. As opposed to just anger?
No. It's not anger at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's exactly the opposite of tenderness and kindness. It's sort of a hate.